Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
All right, if you could magically fix one singular astro, who would you pick? 713-572-4610 is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
Let us know what your answer is there. Also, keep that number in your mind because it's also going to come in useful in the 1 o'clock hour as we'll be giving away another pair of tickets to see Brian Regan, the comedian, at the Bayou Music Center on December 4th. So if you're a Brian Regan fan, comedy fan, keep it locked. We're going to give a pair of those tickets away again today. But all right, came about this, obviously looking at the Astros are in a tough place. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, you know, Christian Walker particular is one of those guys who, you know, is in an interesting place because with Joe Espada, like, he hasn't worked with him a ton to help him get out of that place. And I was like, I feel like for Joe Espada, like, How can he work some of his guys into a better place? Like, yeah. Obviously, you can move some people around and line up or what have you, but it'd be nice if you could just, like, boom, you're good again.
Baseball pixie dust.
I was like, yeah, if you could just baseball pixie dust some of these dudes. But I was like, all right, if you had to limit it to one, and I guess ultimately trying to get to the root of who would be the most important guy to get going here, who would you pick?
I really like this question because you texted it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say the answer I gave you yesterday.
Oh, you came with a different one now.
I'm changing my mind.
I don't even remember what answer you gave me yesterday.
Christian Walker is what I said.
Oh, okay.
And I think you can easily argue Christian Walker.
100%.
First baseman, they need him.
Four-hole hitter.
Yeah, all that stuff. What it does for the guys in front and behind him if he gets going. And maybe I'm overthinking this. I just feel like Yonner Diaz, offensively and defensively, if you could just pixie dust him. He doesn't have to be a 300 hitter, but driving some runs, don't be an automatic out near the bottom of the lineup, play some defense. What was that number that I saw the other day? 15 out of 16 runners have been successful stealing
correct.
Bases against the
That
Astros.
Is correct.
That is, I mean, that's unacceptable. Like, just flat out.
I mean, especially, if you talk about the questions that you have defensively, with the pressure that you have on the starting pitcher because of the offense.
Yes.
Man, like, free bases is something you absolutely cannot give up. And that's another instance of free bases on top of walks.
Yeah, and he's, you know, we discussed this as well. I mean, there's been moments where it's on the pitcher, but there have been moments where he's not even framing pitches the way you would expect a big league catcher to. At that level, you know, to frame pitches. So framing pitches, throwing people out, playing defense. Just be productive offensively and give your lineup a little boost toward the bottom half of it. Am I overthinking that? Because I think he's crucial to what they can do.
No, I don't think you're overthinking that at all. What's interesting, though, is I was thinking, and let's see, would you change your answer if I just gave you one portion? You can only have offense or defense. You could not just be like Jordan is, or sorry, not Jordan, Yiner is fixed both defensively and offensively, which I mean, I think that that's a great value. I think because also him good and being good defensively, I think that helps further your pitching, right? With him, you know, framing, calling games and such would be huge. But would it change if I go, you can only have him, you know, as a catcher defensively, or you can only have him hit better?
I would absolutely change my answer.
Okay.
What
would it be?
I think it would be Christian Walker
then. At the plate.
Yeah. You might also getting votes would be Yordan, but I expect Yordan, you know, to recover. But if you could just magically do it overnight, I would say Christian Walker 1, Yordan 2, but I expect Yordan to make that run.
Yeah, that's fair. And a fair text that comes in from the 832, a majority of the stolen bases are because the pitcher is, you know, getting the ball.
I wouldn't
to
say
the
majority,
slow.
But some.
It's yeah. together. It's both of them. Because you look at the pop time, and he literally has the slowest pop time of catchers. So it's also not helping that. I mean, it's definitely not going to help him that the pitchers are getting the ball to him slow. Like, that's something that is clearly there. But then on top of that, he's not
just that.
He's
not
remedying it at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, this comes in, and it's hard to not go here from the 832. Yordan Alvarez, and it's not close. Especially because not only would you be fixing him and, like, you get him to, you know, being better, but he also seems like he is one of the furthest away from what he typically is.
Yeah.
Like, the thing that we talked about at one point for, I think it was a little bit of time earlier in the week, was just this lineup, I don't think, it doesn't look like there's any fear for pitchers and opposing it. Yordan gets going, and there is a fearsome dude in the lineup, even in a way that I think Christian Walker, it wouldn't even necessarily be. And especially when you consider that this Astros team has been literally the worst slugging team in baseball.
Yeah.
Even when they're hitting the ball okay, it's singles. Like, you're not getting extra base hits. You're not sending it over the over the wall. Yordan seems to he serves to give you that opportunity. And plus, like, and this is not something that you would be able to change really, but the inflexibility that you have because Yordan is stashed at defense as a designated hitter rather.
Yeah.
It hurts even more when Yordan is so away from his typical ability to swing the bat. It feels like that would be huge, especially because, like, you're going to get runners in scoring position with him up. It seems like, you know, obviously with Altuve, he's been pretty good swinging the bat, getting on base. Isak Paredes has at least seen pitches, like, been able to draw some walks in some of that. Like, he's had opportunities with guys on base. You just haven't been able to make anything up.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I get it. And again, maybe I'm just assuming too much, assuming that he's going to get back, you know, to that type of player. So Yordan is, you know, he said it's Yordan and it's not close. Yeah, if you expect him to be struggling all year long, yes,
sure.
It's important. But I guess it's how you look at it.
No, and that's a very fair point is that, you know, Yordan, he will get to that point where he is hitting really well. I think it's just the immediacy of knowing that starting tonight, boom, he's hitting. That would make me feel a lot more comfortable. So that is kind of an easy answer.
Is that yours?
I think so. Like, that's the place where I will. But I want to examine this a little further. Figgy, do you have an answer? Because on the text line, I don't know if you're doing a bit here, 713. And if you are, I appreciate it. It said, Jake's bat needs more 300 average magic. Just put that average on. But that is fair. Like, to go in the opposite direction, if you're like, hey, don't give it to the guys that you know will eventually come along. They will come along. Give it to somebody who you know has issues. Is there a dude whose bat you don't typically trust more than Jake Myers? Like, if you have that guy hitting at the bottom of your lineup, or maybe you move him up at some point with him hitting better, especially with the speed that he gives you, like, does that not change the way that you view this Astros offense?
It does. You know, the problem is, like, some of these bigger hitters are not hitting. And I don't know how much you expect Jake Myers to bat. I mean, he's the second leading hitter on the team behind Altuve right now.
Just on like actual hits or like average?
Average, even OPS.
Yeah, because second is Isak Paredes with 11 hits.
But he's batting .276 with an OPS.
He's tied for third though, with eight hits.
Yeah, OPS is .708. You know, you take that.
That's downright okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. From him Hold on.
All day long. I don't know how much you expect that. Let me figure. Do you have one first of all?
Yeah, I was going to say Jeremy Peña because I felt like that's somebody that, especially looking at his rookie year, I thought that dude was about to be a star.
Yeah.
Like his defense is good. I just thought that would have been probably a better replacement for Carlos Correa.
No, look, so, I think that's a good one.
I just think if he had his bat going, That's a scary lineup.
Well, we've mentioned it several times since before the season, like players that you are counting on to make a step up. One of them was Yonner Diaz.
Yeah.
The most important one to me was Jeremy Peña. Like, if he's that guy again, then everything changes.
Yeah.
So, everybody's gone to the bats. And, you mentioned Yonner to start because of the defensive aspect of it. Is there anything defensively or even pitching-wise, that you would consider, hey, sprinkle the pixie dust in lieu of any of these guys that we've talked about batting-wise?
Yes, there is. How long, what has it been, 3-4 years we've been asking, is Fromber an ace? Be an ace.
That's the place that you go with
it,
huh?
Yes, you need that one guy. You need that one guy that is just going to just be a killer. You know, there every time he pitches, the stands fill up and the batters sit down. You know, he's had some tendencies of being a killer like that. But how about if you could just rely? I mean, this city knows ace pitchers very, very well. You know, every time Roger Clemens would go out. And by the way, Roger Clemens is going to be joining the drive.
Yes, he will. 4 p.m. This 4 p.m. to hear Roger Clemens.
You knew what you were going to get. Roy Oswalt. More recently, obviously, Verlander. You know, even you just go down the list. Like, that dude was going to get it done no matter what. Fromber hadn't been that. If you have that guy, I think it helps.
That's interesting because I think I would go along with what this text comes in from the 361, where I'm maybe trying to bring some more guys up to the level as opposed to, like, make Fromber into a better player, which, I mean, I think that's a fair perspective to take. Ronald Blanco, right? Like, to have another guy, especially as your depth is already being tested.
Hell, McCullers.
Yeah.
You need some pixie dust. You need a pile of pixie dust.
That's the injury pixie dust.
Yeah. 832 said, Prime McCullers Jr., having him back on paper, win on the day, you win every time he starts. That kind of speaks to what you're talking about there. But, yeah, having Ronald Blanco, like, be consistent, especially as a guy who, you know, bloomed late and has not bloomed for a particularly long amount of time, for you to be certain that he's going to be a robust part of your rotation. I mean, you're expecting him to, but how much – you're hoping for him to be that, and that's where he is situated, but I don't know how much you believe that is like a given per se. That'd be cool. Bullpen. If you go bullpen, would you go to your kind of one of your two guys, right? And in the same kind of comparison of Fromber versus Ronel, where you go like make the best better or bring one of the, I guess, lower options up to standard.
That's another good question.
Do you go Hader / Abreu, or do you go to someone like Oakert or one of these guys that is in the pen, but kind of nebulous, and try and bring them up to a level?
That is a really good question.
That's who I was thinking about when y'all brought up
pitching. Hader?
No, I was thinking Hader or Abreu. I'm leaning more towards Abreu.
There's a lot of recency bias against Abreu right now.
Yeah.
But I don't mind that.
I feel like if those two were strong, then I think the bullpen might be all right.
Yeah, and you know, you've gotten some good stuff out of like most of the others, and you know, obviously a couple of exceptions. Yeah, I might go Abreu on that. You know, just got that one guy that can just set up everything for Hader and make it a 7-inning game.
Or close it out in a day where Hader's not available or what have you. Yeah, that'd be really good if you had that. Unfortunately, we don't have the magic, but hopefully they find the magic somewhat. Do we know when the torpedo bats come in? Not to say that they are the panacea.
That's funny you said. Didn't they say they were going to start
using
this
series? Yeah, when they got back home, and they are back home now. Yeah. So let's keep an eye out.
We sit here waiting on these bats.
Waiting on the torpedo bats.
We don't even know if they work. Like, we really and truly don't, because the Yankees had that one series, and where are the Yankees?
Yeah. Regular. We waiting on that like an Amazon pack.
Plus, people been using these since last year as well, right? All right.
You think they got the notification? Oh, the bat saying.
Check your Amazon locker.
Somebody is at your front door.
That's right. From the 346. Put the dust on Joe Espada to make all the right moves. Get the best out of the players. I like that. Outside of the box thinking. I like what you're doing there, 346. Mm-hmm. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I don't know. I don't think we call this outside of the box thinking. This feels like it's right in the MO that Nick Caserio set up for this organization. An extension for Jalen Petrie. Let's talk more about whether you like it, whether you don't. What does it mean for the team going forward? Jalen Petrie, 3-year extension. We'll talk more about it next.